James, you're a green. I get it.
Oh no, now there's two
Oh no,
of
there's two greeners. We got two green people here.
That's it, two green people. Absolutely.
They got this. Ian told me this personality trait. You got red, blue, yellow, green,
Green,
and
green.
something else. What's
Only
the other
four.
one? Oh, there's
There's
only
only
four.
four.
All right, so you two are green people, and those people are all organized and stuff like that, right? So, oh man, we should put up a vote if green people are banned one day.
Well,
Oh, whoa,
just a
hold on.
thought for you.
Army, that
Just a
means all
thought
the
for you,
army guys
Chris.
are like, oh, well, I wore green. I can't do
Exactly. That's me. I couldn't do it. I wore.
I'm gonna
Wait, I
say,
wore.
Chris, like if you were to ban all the green people, first off, you're banning the Army and the Marines. Second off, if you did ban all the green people, you'd never have organization, you'd never have the foundation of the business set up.
Oh,
Because
that's
you
not true.
can't.
I can do
That's
it.
100% true. Because any business that doesn't have an organized person set up their foundation, their business flounders because they don't have a solid foundation. It can't be
Thank
done.
you. Thank you. Don't worry, Chris. You got me.
Hey, I got you. I got you. I got you down.
Mean, imagine where you would be right now if you didn't have someone actually organizing all your paperwork. You wouldn't be anywhere near as far as you are right now.
Troy, you
But
make me coffee? Well,
I don't know why he put you on silent treatment. What'd you do? Well, I'm
No,
sure.
I
I'm
make my
sorry.
wife breakfast and lunch every day. So then after lunch, we have to have coffee. So I'll make her that coffee.
Sounds like me. I learned that in the army. I've got to have my Joe every five, six times a day.
Yep, I've had
Yeah,
my
but
coffee.
one thing you learn working as a cook is if the staff NCOs do not have fresh coffee every 15 minutes, somebody's getting their head chewed off.
You're right.
That's how I know coffee is an addictive substance.
Yes.
And
Especially for Army and Marines, it's very addictive. I've seen somebody trade a pack of smokes for a cup of Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Speaking up on that, Christopher, I was in a Desert Storm and I was in Riyadh, and it was like that we had the Patriot missile system guys there, and we ran out of coffee where we were at waiting to go in, and we went over to the Patriot missile battery. We're like, hey, we'll trade you cigarettes, Lucky Strikes, for a cup of Joe. Oh man, two stories, two stories. All right.
All righty. You want me to kick it off?
Don't know. You guys want to play football yet? Want to play soccer?
I don't know. I mean, it's hurry.
I mean,
Well,
it's
it's 2 o'clock.
time.
Give me a couple more minutes,
It's
Ian.
time.
Give
Okay.
me a couple more minutes.
We all go silent. Jeopardy music.
Right.
Nah,
Thank you.
nah,
All right. You want me to put my tunes back on?
nah. Need
All
somebody.
right. So, we pertaining to Yogi. He's driving right now, so I don't know if he's gonna
Yeah.
answer. So, what do y'all guys think about Yogi and his services at podcast? James, you weren't there for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be a vote, so we're gonna have to put it up in the vote channel.
Yeah. Well, I'll voice mine right now. I'm all for it. I think he brings a lot. And I mean, for me, for PR wise, he's gonna be a great tool, to use. And he has enough experience on knowing how to reach different people and stuff like that using that media, using podcasts, stuff like that. So I think his knowledge and his experience and stuff like that is going to be valuable for us to get the word out about, Veteran Hunter Club.
Like that. All right, let's kick it off. Let's
Right,
begin.
let's do it.
Go for it.
All
Send it.
right. So, everyone, my name is Ian MacDonald, captain of Hundo Club, and it is my honor and privilege to introduce you to our president, Raymond. He is a very artistic and creative individual who is responsible for the creation of the website and all of the designs behind it. He is the creator of the dream for what is Hundo Club as a whole, and has successfully built multiple businesses in the past, which have all been leading up to Hundo Club as it is. And he has earned more medals and accommodation in his first 4 years of service than most officers do in 10. And I have personally watched him drop everything that he is doing on the spot to help out multiple different veterans who are in crisis mode, whether that crisis mode was suicide or financial instability. And so without further ado, I introduce you to President Raymond.
I appreciate that, Captain MacDonald. So this week we've gotten some really awesome things done. We had our leadership meeting this morning on this wonderful Sunday. We actually discussed about something interesting is creating a clothing organization where we make your clothing, your wear and appearance, your coffee mugs or whatever you want. And it's done by the nonprofit, and all the proceeds, we'll tell you transparency, 40% is the profit margin on any proceeds, and all the proceeds go back into the veteran community, which the veterans get to vote on. So if you have a t-shirt or you have something that you want to work on, that is accomplished and done. You can visit that at www.veteranhundoclubstore.com. And that allows us to build whatever your business is, or if you have a cancer awareness event, or you have some kind of event you got going on, and you want an organization to help you, where the money goes back into the organization, this is something that we've accomplished. And I believe Captain Joe Arnold stated that he has never seen or has been seen anything in the veteran world or the regular world, anything that came close to that. Is that true, Mr. Arnold?
Absolutely. I mean, I've never seen a nonprofit do something like this where it'll help a veteran-owned business with their apparel, their marketing and stuff like that. It's a win-win situation if you think about it, because we're helping the veteran small business, and then in turn by them ordering stuff through us, it actually helps with our sales and actually puts money into our organization. So I mean, it's just a win-win situation. It just works really well.
We also went over a couple things this week. We got to finalize and fix up of where we are for our organization's vision. It feels like a never-ending story to get where we want to go, but we'll find out by mid-May next month if we actually won the opportunity to have our social networking platform be built for us as a raffling. So instead of us laying out up to $8,000 or having my time and energy to build it, we can actually get it done for free for us. So we'll find out by mid-May if that's going to happen. As soon as we get that app launch, I think we'll be really prepared for having the Hundo Club into the next phases, which after our membership is done, our leadership command structure is done, our NCO rank, warrant officer, and our officer guides are complete, we can move on to our next missions and create our course outlines, which is a huge thing. So we got a big mission ahead of us, but we keep trucking along. Hopefully we can push that timeline a little bit faster than but again, as Mr. Finch, Vice President Finch said himself, every day we're not out there solving these problems for veterans. Veterans are taking their lives. Mm-hmm. There's 22 a day that are reported. So at least, but every day that we don't complete this properly, is also we're going to be taking away from veterans' lives, as the community pointed out. So we'll keep pushing that vision, keep going forward. And once we have 100% done with Veteran Hundo Club, we will clone our system for the active duty command. The only difference for the active duty command when that time comes is your rank is your rank. So if you were Army and you were E7 platoon sergeant, your rank in the active duty one is E7. You're not moving. Here in Veteran Hundo Club, you can get promoted. We fulfilled some other aspects if Joe or Ian want to take up on that, or any other commanders that are here today, whether Troy or Mr. Smith, Commander Smith, Lieutenant Smith, anybody else want to be here next plane. So, Joe, what do you got?
Okay, well, James, again, welcome to, you know, the meeting and all that.
Yes, sir.
We'll hear a little about all of you here in just a minute. I am the public relations officer for the Hundo. My mission is to go ahead and reach out to all these other organizations and they're veteran owned or veteran operated, and you know, get them to be aware of us, see if we can get them associate with us as well, you know, and try to work in collaboration to where we can support veterans and identify any issues that might need to be covered. One of the examples I was thinking was, you know, a homeless veteran or someone that is in crisis. Having, let's say, association with the VFW or the American Legion. If we have a soldier that is, you know, in crisis and he's in Tennessee, we will have those connections with the VFW who are already established in those states. We would have a point of contact and alert them and say, hey, there's a soldier or a veteran that is in your area. I need you to go out and reach out to him to help him out. You know, he needs help right away. I mean, I'm in Kansas, so I can't, you know, move that far that quick. But if we can get the associations with the other organizations, plus do community outreaches, we can effectively help all these other veterans and let them know that, hey, we're here to help. You don't have to go looking for us. You come up, you get join up with us, and we'll help you have everything, you know, in-house. You won't have to be searching for stuff. We'll have everything in place. It'll be one-stop shop. So, but that's my mission for my position, definitely, and make everybody aware, you know, of who we are, and, you know, we're here to help. All right. Next. So, Ian, did you want to say something?
I'm not sure what all I'm supposed to put on with this.
All right. Well, hey, James, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit. You and I talked before,
yes,
a couple weeks ago, before you had that episode or that thing happen, which we're sorry for your loss.
Appreciate that.
Tell us about you and what you do and what you might be interested in, you know, with Hundo.
My name is James Fincham. I'm a former Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army, 75th Ranger Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment, excuse me, get my mouth right, 3rd Battalion, Fort Gordon, Georgia, 75th Ranger Regiment. When I was in the military, my last 2 years, I spent time with the Armed Forces Services Radio Network. I was, I basically was Mr. Good Morning Vietnam. That's my voice. You know, you heard me in Korea. You heard me in all the stateside bases, Fort Benning, Fort Dix. They could hear me. They could tune in. The bug bit me to be into radio. Once I got was released from military, me and my wife in 2017 decided to do it. I loved doing radio, being a DJ. And we started a radio station called Cherokee Nation Radio is how we started out, because I am native, Eastern Band Cherokee. We started it as a hobby. We started focusing on independent country artists, independent bluegrass artists, and independent gospel artists. And since that time, guys, we have exploded. Within 3 months, we went from 25 listeners to over 800 a day. And since when we started focusing on these independent artists, which we still do today, we have grown to the aspect that now we have our own Roku channel. You go on Roku, look up Total Mix Radio with a double X, and you can hear our broadcast. We have lots of different shows. We focus now on all genres. I love what I do. We don't make money from it. I just love it because I love giving these independent artists a spotlight so their music can be heard, because they don't have it on FM traditional stations and stuff like that. They don't have it. We've gotten hundreds of reviews. You can visit our website, totalmixradio.org. All of our reviews are right on our front page. I am a big supporter of veterans, problems. I had a best friend of mine. He served in Desert Storm with me. He committed suicide about 5 years ago. And I got the notice from his wife that the demons were just too much for him to deal with. There was no help for him to turn to. You know, he turned to the VA, and it's like they put it on the back burner. They're just, oh, we got more problems. We got other problems we got to deal with. And since that time, I've been a big supporter of veteran suicide, veterans homelessness. I mean, if you guys know it, I don't need to tell you the statistics for the veterans homelessness is high in this country. Almost like 80% of homeless people are veterans. They're just dealing with demons they don't know how to control. I suffer from those demons. Luckily, I have medicine that helps me control my demons. I'm lucky that God gave me a great wife that all my PTSD I was going through, she still stuck by my side and knew what it was causing it. Two of my uncles have passed away. My entire family has been in the military. I had three uncles in Vietnam. Two of them have passed away from Agent Orange poisoning. And I have one that's suffering now from it. And he's still having the lasting effects. So I appreciate Mr. Joe here inviting me to come to the meeting, because my heart bleeds camouflage. Okay. And it's just, my life bleeds camouflage. These veterans need our help. And I just, when Joe introduced me to this organization, I said, oh yeah, I want to be a part of that. Definitely. And I'm honored that Joe invited me to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you, bud.
Thank you.
Well, that's pretty badass. A ranger, huh?
Yes, sir. The only reason I got out of the ranger and went into to the Armed Forces Radio Network is when the DOD decided to change our berets from black to, desert. And when they gave them to the normal regular army, it kind of ticked off the entire Ranger Department that we lost something that we earned through blood, sweat, and tears. And they just gave it to everybody in the army now. So we had to go to camo, basically desert colored beret. So it kind of ticked all of us off.
We had we had a cranberry beret.
Yep, 82nd.
When I was up at Fort Carson.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and they had us wearing berets. We're all like, what? So
yep. I was used to it. I loved it. I loved the black beret because it's basically like just like with the green berets, yeah. and Delta Force. It set us aside. It set us apart that, if we went into an airport coming back from a maneuver or anything like that, you walk through an airport and you had this black beret on, you had your, organization logo right on the front of that beret. I mean, people stopped and looked at you. They were like, wow, this guy went through blood, sweat, and tears. And I mean, and it is. I mean, I don't know if any of you have ever trained with Rangers, but, we're not like the Green Berets. We're not that badass as you want to call it. But trust me, it's training that it takes a special mindset to go through. Trust me.
Right.
Special mindset to go. I spent sometimes 3 weeks at a time with no sleep. I mean, and that's what they put you through, literally, with very minimal food. I mean, the training is real rough.
Wow.
Well, I'm honored that you're here. Out of curiosity, do you want to become a member of Hundo? Are you looking to become part of the organization to help veterans. Are you looking to have us part of your show? Do you want us to push anybody who is in your music genres to say, hey, we have an outlet if they're willing to play your music? Yes. If you, and they have 800 listeners a day, active listeners. Do you want, what are you looking to get from Hundo? What do you want to do within Hundo, and mm-hmm. what can Hundo do for you?
What I don't really want anything from Hundo. Basically, what I want to do is promote Hundo. We have a digitized magazine that's called The Perfect Pitch. I just put out an issue in April. We have over 3,000 subscribers to this digitized magazine. When I put it out, like I said, it's called The Perfect Pitch. I can send all you guys a copy of it so you can read it. I did three articles with two independent artists, and one is a lot of you that's older probably know him. His name is Vern Gosden. I actually had a memorial article in there. I'm best friends with his widow. Her name's Beverly Gosden Jenkins, and she gave me permission to do a memorial article for him. My thing is, I want to like take the logo of Honda, and when I put out the new magazine, because we're considered going to bi-weekly, I want to make a full page spread just for Hundo. You know, it basically there's one page dedicated to Hundo, telling what Hundo does for veterans, what you guys, I'm not a member yet, but what you guys can do for veterans. And there is people out here that understands what you're going through, and we're here to help. That's right. What I want to do.
Wow. Where'd you find this diamond?
I was watching and, you know, just stumbled across his partner. What is his name? I'm sorry.
Jody Sheffield.
Jody
Sheffield is my station manager. He's a very trusted individual. He does shows. Matter of fact, to give you another little bit of information from me, I am an ordained minister. I am also an ordained minister. I do gospel shows like at 5 o'clock. I have a show I do today. It's called The Christian Voice. We speak about, in The Christian Voice, it's not just about Christians. It's also about veterans. You know, it's about that, you know, that God commands us to help our fellow man. And, you know, my thing is we need to have more respect for veterans out here. You know, people, these young people nowadays, and I'm sorry, I get very political and I got to speak on it, but a lot of these young people nowadays do not respect the fact of what these people paid the price for. You know, you got veterans out here suffering from PTSD. I have friends laying in Arlington, and I say this on a lot of my shows, when I see these protests on college campuses and this, as they call the woke generation, and I'm like, and I will tell them straight out, and I'm very adamant about it, very, not mean, but firm, stop taking a whiz on my friends' graves in Arlington. Get some respect in your life. If you don't like the freedoms that my friends died for and what we fought for, here, let me get my old unit. We'll pack you a U-Haul and get you out of here, okay?
That's right about on, that. James. Right on.
Wow. Troy, Jared, Captain Johnson, Lieutenant Smith, you got anything to ask this fine gentleman?
Bro, I love this guy so much. I love everything he says.
I appreciate it. You'll learn me. I'm very outspoken. My wife says I'm very outspoken. I do not sugarcoat anything I have to say. I shoot straight from the hip. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. Get over it.
Right. That's how I got a couple of times, but I'm still here. Where did you say you're located at?
I am in the Shenandoah Valley, Elkton, Virginia.
Okay. Yeah, right, my kids are Chippewa. Their tribe is in Minnesota, actually.
Okay.
And so, of course, they have a family of Native Americans, obviously, too. And a lot of them are in Oklahoma, which is where a lot of Cherokee are at. I would definitely love to connect with you and all of your links, all of the things you're doing. And that way I can let other people know there too in Oklahoma, because I know a lot of people in Oklahoma.
Nice. Well, we changed the name. We changed the name from Cherokee Nation Radio. We had some issues with the main reservation in Oklahoma. They didn't like us using the name Cherokee Nation Radio. And instead of fighting with my peoples, I just said, okay, we'll change the name. So we still focus on Native music. I still play flutes. I still play every once in a while. I play the Cherokee death song for warriors that plays on the air. I am, like I said, Eastern Band. And if you don't know the history of the Cherokee peoples, on the Trails of Tears, basically what happened, a group of Cherokee natives decided to escape into the hills during the Trail of Tears. They ran up into the hills around Tennessee and North Carolina, and that's what developed the Eastern Band. They vanished into the woods and off of the Trail of Tears, and that's how the Eastern Band actually came into existence.
The Trail of Tears passes not too far from my house, like within a mile.
I've actually, Jerry, to be honest, I've actually taken that walk a couple of times, not the entire thing from Virginia, North Carolina, but I've walked it. And believe it or not, there are still mounds of mounds of rocks along the trails of the, you know, tribal burials that happened along that walk. I mean, it's there right now. The statistics are about 72% of the natives that started the trail passed away on the trail. Very few made it to Oklahoma.
Joe or whoever, did y'all get all his information, all his links and stuff like that? That way we can share it.
Yeah, I'll touch base with James. I got his, I got him on Instant Messenger and stuff like that. And I'll tie up with him after and, you know, get it all spread out.
And could let y'all know if you want, if whoever wants to do it, if you want to send me a copy of the logo for the Hundo organization, what I'll do, if you accept me as a member, I will place it on the front page of our website, because at the top I have organizations that I'm affiliated with. Your logo will appear up there. It'll go right below my banner that says veteran-owned business. We're proud of that fact that we're a veteran-owned business. Jody never served, but I do have others, artists that I connect with, independent artists, that had served. And, you know, I told them about the organization, didn't know the name exactly, but I told them, I said, I've got a meeting with an organization that focuses on veterans. And they're like, hey, if you become a member of that, let me know. I'd like to become a member. So I've got probably, I'd say around 35 to 40 people that would love to become a member of Hundo that are independent country music artists that I've been speaking to about it.
Right on. Absolutely.
Right on, man. This is awesome. Lieutenant Smith, you got anything?
No, I'm good.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I said I'm good.
You're good? All right. Hey, this is badass. We got a Ranger, first off. The first Ranger. We haven't got anybody else SF? Nobody else, right? I was a cop. I was a dumbass. I was an MP.
Oh, I ran into y'all a few times coming out of the bars.
All right. Well, you're the first. And there's no fee to Hundo Club. The fee you already paid for. You were willing to pay with your blood, and that's the fee, man.
Awesome.
So welcome to Hundo Club. You show your DD-214 or other proof of document you were a military member, that's all it takes. If you want to become a leader in the organization, an NCO or warrant officer or something of nature, or an officer, you just got to submit your resume. We'll have a meeting with you on like, you already did it right here. Welcome to the meeting. Tell you what you're about. You already had, and we can vote on it next week. We give it about a week for a position. Let people, because they also have normal lives. They have to take care of kids and, you know, their wives, you know, go out and date.
You could be a part of my association, you know, part of my group, you know, my command, that's for sure. You know, public relations.
Yeah. If you wouldn't mind working with public affairs. So we have currently, it's a work in progress, but I think it's about 21 commands.
Mm. Nice.
Something like that. So we have TRADOC command. Captain Troy is TRADOC. Arnold is with the public affairs, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And on. I am McDonald's with income management command. You know, Smith is with futures command. I'm with spec ops command because I deal with VA claims.
Right.
There's nothing that translates to civilian world, right? So that's why it kind of falls in that realm.
That sounds great.
You know, so there's so many commands, and you'll be able to work with Joe and anybody else that you have that want to be musicians or otherwise. Mm-hmm. you guys can decide what you want to do within Hundo. That's the most powerful thing. Is, you know, we have somebody who has no real medical experience, right? As an officer in our organization for our MedCom unit, because he wants to help people with PTSD. Right. That's the difference. What is your drive? And I think that's a big difference on what society dictates you to be.
Right.
Whether apprentice, if, let's say my father, right? He was a plumber. Chances are I'm going to become a plumber, right? Not because that's what I really wanted to be or that's what I choose to do, but that's because that's just what's equally available to me at an opportunity level, right?
Yes, sir.
So, anybody disagree with that concept?
No.
Sound about right. Sound about right. So this is our opportunity to rebuild veterans doing what they want to do,
right?
Instead of what the society is ready molded to do, and that's why we want that lateral ability to say, even though you would have no experience in the medical field, who's to stop you from learning? Who's to stop you from self-developing? And if that's what your passion is at, we have no right to stop you. We should empower you to do that. Badass.
Yeah. All right. And another thing I thought of benefit was, I know we're going to have veterans that join up that are musical,
mm-hmm.
play instrument and stuff like that. And this could be an outlet for them to be able to, you know, be part of your radio station and stuff like that. And, you know, who knows how we can help them out as well. You know, just be another great avenue. And then, you know, to help you out also with increase your listeners, get more awareness, you know, we'll put this on our page as well, right. You know, with association and stuff like that. I mean, it's going to be a win-win situation for all of us.
Sounds great. And that's the thing to speak on that. I mean, it's not, I know a lot of you've heard this in your Army. I'm so, if you've been in Army or even Marine, I really don't want to be an officer. I want to be a grunt. I want to be the grunt. I want to be the voice of Hundo. When I get on this radio station, when I'm doing a show, I can speak about Hundo. I'm like, you know, are you a veteran? Are you suffering from PTSD? Do you have issues you really need to talk to somebody about? Then, hey, get in touch with Hundo today. That's what I want. That's more where my passion lies, to let y'all know that.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And that sounds like, to me, I don't know, almost like a corporal position forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? I am okay with that. I am fine.
You know, it's not a lower enlisted or junior enlisted.
No.
It's not an NCO, but it's like right in the middle.
I was a corporal for 10 years. I know all about that.
I'll even take the rank specialist, because I was a specialist for about 5 years. So, I mean, I was a spec four, so it's not a big deal. I'll be a spec four for my entire tenure at Hundo if I have to be, because I just love doing the radio. I love doing it, and people hear it, the passion in my voice when I do it.
That's awesome.
Right. That's the idea, is the power. And I think this is so cool. Like something that really bridges and opens up the gap, that opens my eyes, is we want ceremony units. And that's, yes. This is where Captain McDonald came up and thought about this. Hey, why don't we have, you know, ceremonies and traditions and ceremonies and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know how cool would it be to have a Hundo Club anthem? Oh, I don't know about you. Eventually, let's say we're going to a football game, right? And, you know, a baseball game or whatever, you know, grand American sport there is. And you go into that stadium and our anthem is there and it's us as veterans standing there. I can see that's like, wow, that's a moment to record. Yep. That's a moment to get like real. So maybe we can get like eventually all your buddies who make music to say, hey, we don't have an anthem. We have a statement, right? We got the code of conducts. Mm-hmm. We got a whole bunch of the, you know, our no one left behind models.
Yeah.
We don't have any.
Yeah, we got general orders too, in a sense.
That's true.
Well, to be honest with you, if you need an anthem, if somebody wants to write up the words as far as what you want the song to be for the anthem. I have 15 record labels I work with that actually do production in music studios, and they're all dear friends of mine. I can reach out to them, and I can promise you this, they'll get in a very great singing artist that will actually put the music to your anthem, and it won't cost hundo or dime because they've been friends of mine for 10, 15, 20 years.
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome, James.
No problem.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And if we get the anthem made, I'll even start out every show with the Hundo anthem. I'll even play it on the show, be like, hey, you know what? Here's a great organization I'm a member of, and we're gonna play their anthem right now. When boom, you're gonna have however many listeners are tuned in that day, I can promise you it'll be no less than 800 people around the world will hear that Hundo anthem.
I think it'd be cooler if we have large events where we all like all the Hundo people come together and just, you know, celebrate being a veteran in general.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously you have multiple presentations during the thing about, you know, mindset and promoting whatever it is you're doing and all this other stuff. But I can't wait for these massive events where Hundo members from all over the country come together and have these mass conventions.
I love it. I like that.
Well, I'm going to be starting out with the local community events, you know, outreach. That's something I want to work on for sure.
Yeah,
Joe, who knows?
The Joe stop. The Joe.
Yeah. Cup of Joe.
Yeah, Cup of Joe. Yeah.
Yeah, we have an actual show on Total Mix Radio that's called Jody and a Cup of Joe. That's his show.
Well,
and
yeah, that's actually going to work.
To speak what Ian was saying right now, yeah. I have an event in August. I'll have to get the paperwork. I can send it to you. It's here in Madison, Virginia, and it's called The Taste of the Mountains. Now, what Total Mix Radio does, we receive requests to go to festivals around the state of Virginia. We've got one coming up May the 4th in Burkittsville, Maryland. It's called the Cannon Fire Festival. We're so well known that we're getting invited to these live events. Taste of the Mountains in Madison, Virginia is in August. I'll have to get the exact date. But on average, they do it annually. Averagely, they have 150 to 200,000 people that turn out to this festival in Madison, Virginia. They shut the streets down. It's like a small town festival. We've been invited to set up air tent to do a live radio broadcast or play music. And speaking on what Ian said, that would be something great to like have a banner made for Hundo. And on our tent, I can have the banner for Total Mix Radio hanging there, and I can have Hundo. Because 9 times out of 10, what happens at these festivals, these people will see these banners walking by our tent, and they'll start asking questions. What is Hundo? What is that? And some of them will be veterans. I mean, and, you know, a lot of veterans turn out to just try to ease the pain in their brain. And they'll turn out to these festivals in droves. I mean, pamphlets. If you have pamphlets, that'd be great to lay out on the table while I'm doing the live broadcast. They can pick up Hundo and find out more information. Just a suggestion from my part.
Oh, no, that's great. That's a great suggestion. Awesome.
Troy, come on, dig it in. Come on, what you got, buddy?
Bro, my mind's turning right now. So we're, and I love to network with people like you, man. New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And where we're going to be going, we have the Mescalero tribe, and then there's another tribe, and I feel bad, I can't remember their name, but there's a bunch of Indian affair organizations around there that I can definitely, if they have not already heard of you, of course, spread whatever I need to there. Of course, we can talk about that later on.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a pamphlet. Well, it's a brochure about my services that I could definitely send you.
If
you want to discuss like how to get it put into your magazine or your electronic magazine or whatever it is. But yeah, I just want to have your information. And I also have a website.
Okay.
So like I have a Hundo Club on my website so I can link in. Of course, me and the president still got to do the other organization too, and start putting that into my website with your links too.
That sounds great. I could do that. And all I need for the magazine, All I need is pictures of like your pamphlet. I can basically have a digital camera. What I do is I take pictures of the pamphlet. I have had people send me pamphlets, and I have a backdrop that I actually take pictures of the pamphlet. I turn them into a PNG file, which is a photo file. Mm-hmm. And then in the digitized magazine, I can drop any photos, any things I want. I can do a full page article where I type out an article explaining about Hundo. Like I can put the logo of Hundo up, say Hundo was formed in blah, blah year, founded by, and give the names and drop pictures in there of the people who founded it. And when they turn into the magazine, they're going to read this article just like a Time or a Newsweek. They're going to flip through this. It's digitized. They can do it right online. We also sell hard copies too. We've got 5 orders coming in for hard copies of the articles I got to get out. But they can read it. They'll flip through each page. And it could be a 3-page article about Honda. And they're going to read through it. Because every magazine, the last magazine I put out, we had exactly 100% read rate. In other words, it means when I put that magazine out, they went through every page. They read every article.
That's all.
Hey, Mr. Prez, did you already start something? Were we talking about that? Because my brochure I have on Canva, so mine's already in PNG format.
That's all
Did we discuss doing a flyer or a brochure for a Hundo Club? Or were you already working that?
The brochure is already done, but I mean, it could be fine tuned, I would think. I already have 4 or 5 brochures. I could drop everything in the chat right here. Also, a presentation we got complete. That's finalized 100%. Pertaining to your brochure, I thought Mr. Finch was working with you on that, pertaining to your business packet.
Oh, yeah. No, mine's already done. It's done. It's finalized.
It's good?
Nice. Yes.
Very nice. Roger.
Yeah, so this turned into a holy Sunday. I'll tell you that, Mo.
Yes, it did. I like it. I appreciate Joe inviting me to the meeting. It's an honor to meet all you guys. And you know, whatever you need me to do. I mean, I'm very versed in media relations. I mean, very versed. I've been doing it for 28 years. So, I mean, anything media related, trust me, I can do it. I can build websites. I have the full knowledge of COBOL, HTML. If you check out TotalMixRadio.org, I built that everything on that website, I built myself from my home computer. I built the entire website.
You said TotalMix.org?
Yes, Total Mix. The mix is spelled with a double X, TotalMixRadio.org.
Oh,
okay. Yes, sir. If you go on there, you'll see my mother-in-law's picture first. The website's dedicated to her since we lost her. Yeah. And if you scroll down the front page, we have different tabs. We actually have our front page that lists all our reviews we've got. All the reviews we've got has been about 5 years. Every one of them are 5 stars. They love what we do. And I'm getting more in every day that I add myself. I add their wording. We have a tab for, let's see, broadcast. It lists all of our shows that come on. It's a calendar right there as you scroll down. There's players on there. You can actually listen to the show. You don't even have to come. We got a chat room where people can come into the chat room and speak to me live while I'm on the air. And it's fully loaded of information. All you got to do is check it out.
James, you are a busy man, my friend.
Yes, sir, yeah. I am. Trust me. You just don't know because I love all of my staff to death. The only one I can actually get anyone to do anything on my staff is Jody Sheffield. He's about the only one that helps me out with this. The rest of them act like, well, I don't know how to do that. Well, you better learn.
Uh-huh. So, you know, it's not a job. It's a mission. It's right. something that fills that void.
Yes, sir.
You know? And
for me, it's a love. I love it. It's a labor of love for me. Like I said, I don't make any money from this. Any sponsorship money we get back that like people will donate money to the station, but when they donate that money, it goes right back into the radio station without coming into my pocket for new features for the station. Somebody might bring up, oh, we want this. It costs money to do that. So I take those donations. I put it right back into the radio station.
Copy that. Copy that. Any other questions?
I would definitely love to come meet you whenever I want to. My wife's from Mexico, so she hasn't really gone much in the States.
Right. But I definitely want to take her to Virginia. So I definitely want to come meet you whenever we go.
Oh, we've got plenty of stuff around Virginia we can take you to, guys. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. No, I love Virginia. A lot of people say it's a bad state, but I love Virginia. Every time I've gone there, I love all of it.
I was originally born, to let you know, I was originally born in Tennessee. I'm actually a moonshine and hillbilly. My family's history, basically, all of us, all the Finchams are from around Tennessee, Johnson City, Knoxville, Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, Memphis. Now, you name it, they're there. My great uncle right now at the moment is the mayor of Sevierville, Tennessee. He just won re-election again this year. It's called Sevier County, but the town is actually Sevierville. And trust me, that used to be a little tiny town until here recently. I haven't been back to visit, but they said it is almost the size of Richmond, Virginia now. Sevierville, I can remember when you basically had a post office and a Piggly Wiggly to go get groceries, and that was it. But like I said, my family has been nothing but moonshiners 90% of, you know, growing up. I mean, they were the typical moonshining hillbillies, running it over top of the Smoky Mountains, running from revenuers. I mean, you know, and they're like, you don't hate us for that, do you? I'm like, no, it makes my family what it is.
Yeah,
true.
If you have any on standby, just it's cool. You can keep it. I'll come grab some.
My friend, I can get you any flavor you want from Tennessee. I still got a great uncle. He's 91 years old. He lives on a dirt road in Sevierville, Tennessee. The man still has a still back out about 5 miles in the wood. He makes everything you want. You want a watermelon, he's got it. He's got blackberry. He's got apple pie. He's got cantaloupe. I mean, all different flavors.
Right on.
Yeah, that's good.
Right on. Well, I think this has been a great meeting. And it's been I'm so happy I finally got to see you and get to talk to you there, James.
I appreciate the same thing.
You know, it's I kept on waiting. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna give a little time, okay? And then, like, hey, what you doing, man? You know, then you responded to me before I had a chance to respond to you. So I was just thinking about you too, and I was like, oh, I need a contact. And sure enough, I get a message. I'm like, oh, right on, this works.
Yep, I try to take care of business. Like I said, I would have been into meeting sooner, but with my mother-in-law passing, she was 77 years old, and believe me, you would not believe the estate she had that I ran into of all the paperwork I have to do. I mean, she had a nice size estate, so it's like I'm having to deal with all of that.
I got you.
Well, yeah.
Been through a lot of that myself recently, in the last 5 years. So
I can understand, my friends.
Yeah, so, but... Ian, you're the one that's controlling this meeting. What we got?
I don't know. I'm not really. Everybody's kind of changed. They wanted to change this meeting up quite a bit. Okay. I talked, the only thing that was scheduled with this meeting is the beginning of it. The president and the vice president had their 5-minute sections. And after that, it was pretty much free.
Okay.
You know. We talked about it. We said, you know, being structured is good, but being too structured, it suppresses imagination. Our point for these whole programs is coming together, sharing a vision, how to come about making it happen, and having this dream, this vision together, because we all here have the same dream. We wouldn't be here. Right. And we see a way of doing it. So we're trying to use a little bit of everybody. Say a little bit. Hey, give a little bit of your blood more. Give a little bit more blood. We can solve this together. Yeah. So that's why, that's the vision. And we've taken the great parts that Ian formulated and said, okay, empowering the next person, next speaker coming in. So the next speaker coming in, let's say next time James comes in, you can tell a little bit of deep dive on him, his history, 28 years of being in, et cetera, you know, or empowering Cam Arnold or whoever's next, the next speaker coming in. So it's not always me and Mr. Finch. We'll keep ironing that out. And that's a little bit more blood. Donated a little bit more blood. That's all we need.
Well, James, so, you got any questions for us, bud?
No, sir. Y'all did pretty much the meeting has answered everything. Any questions I had about Hundo, and that's just, I mean, I'd love to be a member. I'd love to be the grunt that works for media relations for you guys and put the name Hundo out there to everybody that tunes into my station or my magazine. I just want to blast Hundo all across the world when they tune into the magazine and the radio station.
I'll look forward to working with you for sure.
Absolutely. I look forward to it too.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll need Chris, to you want to tell him
about what's that, sir?
He needs to do.
I said I'll connect. I need to connect with you too, one on one.
No problem. I got you.
So what I think I can do, we can do, not just I, but we. We, even though we don't have 70% members, we could probably throw in a unanimous vote for it. As a commander, you're able to promote people into what role? An E4 within your organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct on that? Is that right?
No. You told me I could build my own team.
Right. So do you guys believe that he's, based on what James is going after, his history, what are you looking at, that we can put him in a role of a non-commissioned officer, corporal role, Commander Dawson?
I was corporal too. Luckily, I made points pretty fast because I had college. But corporal is the hardest position / rank there is in the military. I don't know how. I mean, obviously, I know the Marine Corps has what, two corporal rank, lance corporal and corporal, but I say corporal is fine, but I would also say sergeant too, because that's also a squad leader position. That's also a team leader position. Corporal nowadays, I know different, it was different back then, but corporal nowadays is not exactly a great rank to have. It's not like it used to be. But for me, it would be sergeant. But I mean, obviously if you're happy with corporal, then I'm happy with whatever you want to do.
You know, I think a sergeant for sure. Yeah. I think that's, you know, the what you're doing and the leadership there and all the stuff you're leading the way, you're promoting and stuff like that. Yeah, I think you should have that recognition and, you know, be able to have that respect as well. You know, and I think that people look at you, go, oh, he's a sergeant. Okay. And this is the reason why he is a sergeant, you know? So I think you're right, Troy.
Yeah. Cause it leaves room plenty. Like later on, if you're like, man, you know, this guy is a first sergeant, which I mean, easily could be, right? Because of all your experience, but you know, at least plenty of room for a promotion there.
Right. Yeah. We'll get you over the hurdle and get you as an E5 sergeant, you know. That way you don't have to go through PLDC leadership training and all that stuff.
Man, that stuff's a joke nowadays. There ain't no more PLDC or nothing.
But, No, it's not. But I appreciate the vote of confidence. I thank you guys.
Yeah. What do you think there, Lieutenant Smith?
No, I agree with Troy. I think sergeant's kind of a good rank to go with.
All right. And Captain McDonald.
Yeah, that'd be good, but
we're still gonna put the vote up
and all that. So
yeah. I knew that's where he was coming from. I was waiting for it.
Hey, he's a green too, so you're having a green problem too. So you know, Joe.
There you go. Now you got another green.
I was gonna say, of all people, James is gonna understand that, you know, when we have a system, you stick to the system.
Exactly right.
Cut rules. You can't bend them for anybody, because once you do, you violated your whole system and everybody else is put out.
Right. Yes, so I agree with you, Captain McDonald. I agree that, trust me, I've let a couple of very best friends go from Total Mix Radio as staff members, even though they're volunteers. I've actually let them go because they violated our system of doing things.
Right. So we'll still do the due process and everything else and have you fill out the paperwork, you know, and register online.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll go from there and, you know, we'll get you processed, but at least we know where we're going to be putting you now.
Okay. Sounds wonderful, guys.
We'll accept it. So, and we'll get the ball rolling and get things going.
Sounds great, guys. I appreciate y'all's vote of confidence. I appreciate that.
I sent you a messenger, James. Go ahead and email me all your contact information, your information, stuff like that.
Yes, sir. One day.
I can't find the presentation. Could someone drop it in the chat for him so he could download it?
The new one. You never gave me the new one. I've only got one. So
I thought I dropped it in the leaders chat there. That's why. Oh, man, this is going to be wild. This is going to be epically wild. So you're looking at get your. Man.
If you did drop it in the leadership chat, then it was kind of like Troy's cardboard pizza that he dropped in there earlier.
Well,
yeah, I'm not seeing a copy of it.
Well, I don't see this should take a full. Hell, this is not going to take a week to vote them in. You guys think that?
No. Once we get the information out there, the vote goes up. Vote's up for until midnight. So.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, all you got to do, here, I'm going to drop inside the link. I don't know if you happen to have a resume.
Yes, sir. I do have one.
Awesome. So if you go, I'm going to drop it in a second. You just drop in your resume and I will upload the resume to the community just so they can see a little bit about your background, you know, and what you've done and things like that.
It's not a problem.
We get a snapshot about your life, you know.
I understand that.
You know, again, everybody's here to volunteer for, so we're not trying to, like, you know, go crazy.
Right.
We'd like to know who we're dealing with. And while you're at it, also show you where to, as Joe said, upload your where to log in for Hundo Club, and then you can submit me your proof of ID on the platform, and that's it.
And all right.
And then you're verified for life.
Sounds great to me.
Wow, man.
What?
I can't believe it. So we also have another individual. His name is Yogi from Miltibet. And he literally was on a meeting prior to this. He's now driving. I guess he couldn't make it to this meeting. But he'll be helping you guys too. So Joe's command there is kind of growing, and we're doing good things. It's good things. So eventually, everyone else will keep pummeling along and keep bringing on battle buddies and new bodies to assist the commands to really make Hundo Club the premier organization assisting veterans. And at the rate we're going, I think it'll happen.
If you think about this, right? Yogi's on the West Coast. James is on the East Coast. Yeah. And I'm in the Midwest.
Yeah. Got the coast and middle covered.
Yeah. We got Texans too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
We got North Dakotians.
Oh nice.
No, you don't. Oh, not yet.
Aaron, right?
He hasn't joined yet. He hasn't joined his leadership yet.
Oh no, he's not coming in.
I mean, he might be, but he hasn't joined yet.
Yeah.
We'll get him. Don't worry. We get them all.
Right now, we got it covered as much, okay? We're good.
You're missing mountains, bruh.
As
a mountain folk, as somebody who grew up in the mountains, you're missing them.
Yeah. Okay. Copy that.
Good point.
One step at a time.
Anybody got anything else to add to this this epic meeting? No. I did not expect this. This is so cool, man. Thank you so for your service, James. Thank you for being part of the most badass military force in the world.
Hoorah.
Thank you for being part of the most badass future organization in the world. So,
hoorah.
This is where it starts.
Right on.
Hoorah.
James, I will be in touch with you soon.
Okay, sir.
Really soon. Okay.
Yes, sir. Sounds great.
We'll get you the logos and everything. All the candy you want.
Sounds great. Love it.
All right. All right. I think that's it for our time, pretty much. All right.
Do we have anything else going on after this one?
I think there is, but I don't know if it is needed. Let's see. It's one
the
more.
Brainstorming session.
Yeah, that's where, okay, we look at your business, and we each, what is it? We basically find any flaws and make suggestions to your business.
No, that's not what that is.
No?
No, that would be
the networking.
That would be consulting. This is not a consultant meeting. This is a brainstorming. I have a question. I ask it. You guys answer it. That's what brainstorming is. Joe has a question. Joe on Joe's turn, he asks it. Everybody else tries to get an answer for him. Chris, you ask your question. We try to answer it for you.
Okay. But I think that's next up in 3 minutes. So get yourselves a drink. Go pee pee. We'll start at go pee pee tinkle. We'll start at 15:05. Roger that.
Copy that.
Roger that. I'm gonna get ready for my radio show for the gospel show today. So y'all have a blessed day.
You do the same, James. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
All right.
Take care.
Bye. All right. Take care.